USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a police conference on Monday in Chicago, President Trump expresses his gratitude to all the men and women in blue.
You don't hear it enough. You do an incredible job. The people of this country know it. And the people of this country love you. You don't hear that from these people back here, but they love you. You don't hear it from the fake news.
Talking with reporters at the Pentagon on Monday, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains have been identified.
Baghdadi's remains were then transported to a secure facility to confirm his identity with forensic DNA testing. And the disposal of his remains has been done and is complete and was handled appropriately.
Milley also says U.S. forces captured two ISIS followers as well. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Some details about the Democratic presidential debate number.
It will be hosted by PBS and Politico in Los Angeles on December 19th, according to the Democratic National Committee. It will be held at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. Moderators and format still to be determined, but they do say it will air live on PBS and the PBS digital platforms, as well as on Politico's digital and social platforms. It'll be the first debate for PBS and Politico in this cycle.
The man accused of killing five Capital Gazette workers in Annapolis, Maryland, is changing his plea to guilty. In a surprise move, Jared Ramos is now asking for a jury trial on the question of mental competence. This comes a week after a psychologist deemed him to be sane. A judge is hearing from both sides before deciding if the plea will be expected. The murder trial was set to begin next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Crews are continuing to fight the Kincade Fire in California's Sonoma County. Now, the winds are expected to die down, and the National Weather Service is downgrading the high wind warning to a high wind advisory. Petaluma, California is about 30 miles from where the fires are and where a majority of the evacuations are as well. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Nicole Miller. She's a resident of Petaluma, and she goes into some of the details as far as what residents are doing to help out their fellow neighbors in need.
I know that with the evacuation, a lot of shelters being in Petaluma, my social media is just consumed with what's going on right now, and so many of my friends that have taken the time to volunteer their time and resources to go pick up food from people. I know I had a couple different friends that said that they were going to be going around to people's houses, picking up any food they may have available, and then taking it to these shelters and helping with food prepping. And I know I saw Seared, which is a really nice steakhouse here in Petaluma. They threw up a sign on their door saying that they were going to close yesterday and today, just to dedicate all of their staff and resources to make prepping meals for the evacuees. I know a local 24-hour fitness, they threw up a sign that said, if you're a firefighter or you're an evacuee, please come in and take showers here. So it's great to see how the community rallies together when this kind of stuff happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.